If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
An extra from He's All That claims Addison Rae can't act. I'm Alex Shiffman, and this is HollyWire, your 24/7 celebrity news. TikToker @Alexis, who claims to be an extra in Addison Rae's movie, He's All That, is saying Addison can't act. As she said in her TikTok, and let me tell you, Miss Addison can't act for shh. Alexis claims Addison had to do more takes than the average actor because she kept on messing up her lines. There's a TikTok going around from user @Alexis who claims to have been a background actor extra in the movie Addison Rae will make her acting debut in, He's All That. The gender flip reboot of the 1999 movie, She's All That. As Alexis tells her followers, so fun fact, I was actually a background actor. I was an extra in this movie, which she later proved by showing a behind the scenes shot on set from her Instagram story from when she worked on the film. Alexis then said, and let me tell you, Miss Addison can't act for shh. Now that is not something anyone wants to hear, especially Addison herself, as this is her first acting role and there's a lot of pressure on her to really do well. Alexis went on to explain why she thinks Addison is a bad actor by explaining, it's normal to always take a bunch of takes over and over, even if it's a good ass actor. Actress, it's just a normal thing. You have to take multiple takes. However, it was so bad that even the directors themselves had to stop multiple times more than usual just to show her the effing script. Everyone, even the main actors, were getting low-key annoyed. Sorry, not sorry, but everyone on TikTok isn't talented. Hopefully it's a good movie. Now, that isn't a good look either, benefiting off someone else's weakness as she took this to the platform that Addison is also dominating on. Like I said, this is her acting debut and there's a lot of pressure on her, especially since, you know, people are betting against her as they did with her music as well. But it seems like Alexis has been getting major backlash on her TikTok as her comments have been turned off. Deaf Noodles reposted this TikTok to Instagram and top comments are, okay, I don't like her much, but several takes are normal. It's literally part of the job. Calm down, people, while another added, several takes are part of the job, but when you have to be shown the script repeatedly, you're kind of wasting time and money on set. I'm sure people in production were annoyed. Yes, it is no secret that several takes happen on set, and also the scripts are changed often. So maybe Addison needed a little extra time since it is her acting debut. Are Bryce Hall and Riley Hubatka back together? Fans think Riley Hubatka and Bryce Hall are back together after Bryce posted a flirty TikTok with Riley. This follows Riley allegedly calling Bryce a waste of time on Instagram, which Bryce's ex Addison Rae liked and commented on. There was also speculation that Addison and Bryce may be getting back together as Bryce has been wearing Addison's necklace. Bryce Hall and Riley Hubatka are posting TikToks together again, as Bryce's latest TikTok with Riley is captioned, I did it with Riley this time, @RileyHubatka, set to the track Batty by Lorraine. And Riley commented on this post with, love how you took the spotlight at the end. Fans are here for this reunion with comments like, you both look so happy, ah, and date already. Recently, fans thought there was some drama between this rumored couple after they posted cryptic things on social media, followed by Bryce being seen wearing his ex's, Addison Rae's, $70,000 bad bleep chain, which he got her for Valentine's Day when they were together. So you can't believe everything you read on TikTok or see, as it seems that Bryce and Riley are doing just fine, even if this friendship is still together or this relationship is still together. We still don't have any confirmation, but they seem to be doing just fine. When it comes to the bad bleep necklace, we have to make it clear that Bryce has it in his possession. So we know how that works. You know, as soon as the relationship is over, the jewelry goes back to the owner. So it doesn't necessarily mean that anything is going on with Bryce and Addison. So we have to just keep it at that. Fans thought Bryce and Riley were over recently when Bryce tweeted, "I wake up to a weird Insta caption I'm being tagged in, my ex commenting on it." Bryce was likely referring to Riley's Instagram post at the time of four shots of her posing at the camera, geotagged Miami Beach, followed by a shot of a husky aggressively barking with the caption, "You were such a waste of time," which people tagged Bryson, assuming he's the waste of time Riley was referring to. Bryce's ex, Addison Rae, not only liked the photos, she also commented on this post saying, "Your eyes, whoa." Prior to this, Bryce has tweeted, "What the F is going on?" which fans also thought could be about the situation, which could possibly have been triggered by this now viral image of Bryce making out with a guy. So, as we know, in the early stages of a relationship, or a relationship that is fostering, things happen. So this could very well have just been an incident where Riley wasn't happy with something Bryce did, or in fact, she was talking about someone completely different. Addison's comment, of course, makes us think like maybe these two girls teamed up against Bryce, but we don't actually know this answer. But perhaps whatever drama was going on between Bryce and Riley when Bryce was in LA and Riley was in Miami was resolved after Riley's most recent Instagram post of shots of her posing in a dress on a bed, followed by her looking in the camera with a towel on her head, fresh from a shower, captioned, "Call me," which maybe prompted Bryce to call her and talk out whatever was going on between them. But keep in mind, Bryce and Riley have never confirmed their relationship, although fans are pretty convinced they're dating as the two are seemingly inseparable, always posting together and leaving each other flirty comments on social media. Listen, we all would call Riley after that Instagram post. We hope that anything that's going on between these two has been settled and they can continue to live happily ever after. Fans are coming after Camila Cabello for this TikTok dance. Fans are dragging Camila Cabello for making a TikTok challenge for her new song, Don't Go Yet. As Camila added the text, "Don't Go Yet Challenge," fire emoji, while dancing to her new song at 3x speed. But people are not here for this dance challenge, as the comments are calling out Camila for doing a dance in this speed. As top comments on this TikTok are, "Bestie, we don't do dances in 3x anymore," laugh crying emojis, as well as, "Guys, she's stuck in Musical.ly," which you might know as the app from a few years ago before TikTok, where dances sped up was a big trend. As another follower said, "Sorry love, we aren't in Musical.ly anymore," but some fans are sticking up for Camila, as one commented, "It's giving me Musical.ly, but I'm a support." I mean, even if it's giving us Musical.ly vibes, who doesn't love a throwback? There are various times on the TikTok app because users can choose to do it at any speed they like. But it seems like the majority of comments want Camila to apologize for this dance, with comments like, "Apologize right now," laugh crying emojis, while others are saying this dance trend will never catch on, with comments like, "Ain't nobody doing this dance," while others think this dance is fine and Camila should just repost it at the normal speed, with comments like, "Please use the normal speed and can we redo it in normal speed," laugh crying emojis. Now, Camila can really promote her music and this new choreography and challenge on TikTok at any speed she chooses to do. If you enter the hashtag on the app, there's over 2.3 million users that have done this challenge at all speeds, so it's still going strong. While others seem to be over celebrities like Camila using TikTok to promote their song, as someone commented, "I think it's hilarious when celebs try and promote their songs by making bad TikTok dances." While some are coming to Camila's defense with, "Stop hating on her for no reason. She is still human, she has feelings." While another fan agreed, adding, "You guys are wrong for bullying her. She's literally just dancing." And really, that's all that it is. Like I said, Camila is promoting her new music. She decided to pair it with a TikTok challenge, as many artists are doing these days, and I think it's super awesome. Are Dixie D'Amelio and Noah Beck still together? Dixie D'Amelio and Noah Beck have been official for almost a year, but recently fans have been worried about their relationship. Fans were skeptical when Noah tweeted, "Dear Dix, I know it's 6:30 a.m. in Paris right now, but can you please text me back?" Noah was in Paris a few weeks ago while Dixie was in L.A., and now Dixie is in Paris as Noah is back in L.A. It's interesting that Noah tweeted at Dixie like that, as this tweet follows Noah posting a statement just days before on Twitter saying that he and Dixie would like to keep the majority of our relationship offline. It looks like Noah's recent tweet was a last resort, which worked as Noah then quoted the tweet adding, "Holy crap, she answered." Noah then showed his appreciation for his girlfriend by retweeting a fan who posted pictures of Dixie with the caption, "Man, she's so beautiful." Noah also posted a side-by-side shot of him and Dixie both in Paris, wearing hats with the caption, "Copycat." So it looks like Noah is going strong. Yeah, it's interesting that as they just, kind of announced that they wanted to take the relationship offline, maybe they got a little flack from that. Fans started getting worried. Noah shippers were like, "What's going on?" So Noah kind of took that extra step to kind of calm everyone's nerves and say, "Listen, guys, we're okay playing with Dixie online. You know, they're both super sarcastic. So I think everything is okay." This is a huge relief because a few days ago, fans were worried that maybe there was another woman in the picture that was threatening their relationship. First, Dixie was on the Zach Sang show, admitted that she Instagram stalked a pretty girl from a secret account after releasing her song Psycho, which is about a girl getting cheated on. Noah Beck had recently posted a TikTok with a girl's white nails in the frame. Fans were convinced this wasn't Dixie because Dixie had recently showed her fans that her nails are brown. But then on Dixie's Instagram story, it looks like Dixie's nails are actually more of a cream, like the hand in Noah's TikTok. Yeah, if you saw the TikTok, which I did, I mean, it definitely looks like Dixie's hands. We know that Noah and Dixie are very much in love, or have been for about a year now. I mean, Noah is constantly putting up, girlfriend appreciation posts, showing his love for Dixie, how beautiful she is. And we also have to remember that social media is not always real, and someone can post a photo or a video from 3 days ago when Dixie may in fact had those brown nails, or even Noah's TikTok could have been from a while back where Dixie had those white cream nails, as we saw. I will say also that Dixie stalking a girl on Instagram is something super relatable. I watched that clip where she said, "The girl was really pretty. I kind of wanted to check her out." There may not be any foul play there, as she was just doing some Instagram stalking, as we all do. But then fans were confused when Dixie tweeted and deleted, "I love my brown nails," hand covering mouth emoji, which fans thought was Dixie subtweeting that those were not her nails in Noah's TikTok. But then again, Dixie can be sarcastic, so she could have been just joking but deleted it because it was upsetting fans. Noah also liked a comment on his TikTok, seemingly confirming it was Dixie's hands in the video. That read, "Dixie's hands are attractive, about to cry emoji. Y'all are the cutest couple, and aw, Dixie is rubbing Noah's hair." So it looks like Noah and Dixie are going strong. Yeah, I mean, like we know, Dixie and Noah have been going strong for about a year now. Dixie is queen of her self-deprecating tweets or videos that she shares. She often refers to herself as Charlie's sister. She plays with the fans. Like, anything she gets hate from, she kind of capitalizes on that and uses it to her advantage. This may be just another example of kind of playing with the idea that another girl could be in Noah's video. The two of them have a lot going on. Dixie, of course, has her new single, Psycho. She's promoting her music. She's in Paris right now. Noah was also in Paris pursuing maybe modeling. He's interested in acting and modeling as well. He was in the Hamptons having fun. They are both influencers, and they both have, other work to attend to and can't always be together. And like they said themselves, a lot of their relationship may be taken offline. So I think Noah is okay, in my opinion. Justin Bieber supports Simone Biles' withdrawal from the Olympics. Justin Bieber just shared a message for Simone Biles after she withdrew from the Tokyo Olympics. Simone withdrew from the USA Olympic gymnastic team final to protect her mental health. It was also announced that Simone bowed out of the women's individual all-around gymnastics finals as well. The day before the team finals, Simone took to Instagram to explain the pressure she was under by saying, "I truly do feel like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders at times. I know I brush it off and make it seem like pressure doesn't affect me, but damn, sometimes it's hard. The Olympics is no joke." Simone received a ton of support from fans around the world for her decision, who she thanked by saying, "The outpouring of love and support I've received has made me realize I'm more than my accomplishments and gymnastics, which I never truly believed before." I think Simone Biles prioritizing her mental health is very admirable, sets a powerful message for other athletes that are also in this process that feel that all eyes are on them and the weight is on their shoulders. Simone especially, who is, you know, number one in the world. Everyone is watching Simone Biles. If you saw her Facebook Watch series, Simone vs. Herself, I just watched that. There are two more episodes left, but she is just so incredible. And there's a lot of pressure on her at all times, and I can't even imagine. So I really admire her and wish her the best. Since withdrawing, Simone has also gotten a ton of support from celebrities who know what it's like to have the weight of the world on their shoulders, like Justin Bieber, who showed his support for Simone on Instagram by posting a shot of the gymnast with the caption, "Nobody will ever understand the pressures you face. I know we don't know each other, but I am so proud of the decision to withdraw." Now, I absolutely love seeing the support from Justin to Simone, as Justin has been very vocal about prioritizing his own mental health. And it's just beautiful to see, you know, people, it's so public like Justin, come in support of Simone. And I think it probably means a lot to her as well. Justin went on to add, "It's as simple as, what does it mean to gain the whole world but forfeit your soul? Sometimes our no's are more powerful than our yeses. When what you normally love starts to steal your joy, it's important to take a step back and evaluate why." Justin explained how he related to Simone's situation in his own life by saying, "People thought I was crazy for not finishing the Purpose Tour, but it was the best thing I could have done for my mental health. So proud of you, Simone." So as we know, Justin did take a step back and cancel the rest of his Purpose Tour in order to prioritize his mental health, and he got a lot of flack for that. So I think he can really relate to Simone on this level, where you feel all the pressure and all eyes on you, and what you really need to do is take care of yourself instead. And in fact, that will push you further in the long run and keep you healthy. So what do you guys think about Justin's support for Simone Biles? I'm Alex Schiffman, and follow us at HollyWire for your 24/7 celebrity news.